BBC News with Marion Marshall. The US Central Intelligence Agency is launching one of the biggest reorganizations in its history. The aim is to sharpen the focus on intelligence gathering and cyber operations. Our World Affairs reporter Susanna Mendonca has more.
As part of these plans, the CIA will set up new so-called mission centres. These are units which will focus on specific areas of the world, like Africa, and on key challenges that the agency says it faces, like the spread of weapons. But the main aim will be to increase the CIA's focus on what's happening in the cyber world and keep up with the pace of change. So a brand new Directorate of Digital Innovation is being set up. The agency says it will track and take advantage of advances in cyber technology.
The authorities in the United States have charged three foreign citizens with hacking a number of email service providers in one of the largest data breaches ever reported there. Our Washington correspondent Naomi Grimley reports.
U.S. prosecutors have charged a Canadian man and two Vietnamese nationals, one of whom remains at large. It's claimed that together they hacked into at least eight major email providers, stealing nearly a billion email addresses. These were then used for various spam and marketing schemes. The authorities say the episode was particularly unnerving because of its sheer scope, with most of America's email distribution companies being infiltrated. It's thought in total the scams may have netted over $2 million.
Iraqi forces have been continuing their assault against Islamic State in a further attempt to retake Tikrit, one of the militants' key strongholds in the country. They've been joined by Shia militia, which are receiving support from Iraq's former enemy, Iran. Our correspondent, Ahmed Maher, travelled with the Iraqi army to the outskirts of Tikrit.
This is the new front line against the Islamic State. Through sniper holes and in bunkers, fighters take aim at positions around Tikrit suburbs. Most residents have fled this area. Anyone left walks in fear. As we drive, we see countless homes that have been destroyed. Those that are left have been taken by the military. This is the third attempt to retake Tikrit. It is a battle Iraq can't afford to lose.
The UN's cultural agency, UNESCO, has described the destruction by Islamic State militants of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud as a war crime. Iraqi officials say bulldozers have been flattening walls and statues that are 3,000 years old. The IS militants have yet to explain their action in Nimrud, which was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. But after smashing statues recently in a museum in Mosul, they said the historic artifacts were false idols that had to be destroyed. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has completed his final day of a community service sentence for tax fraud. He was spared jail because of his age, but has instead been working at a care home for elderly people with dementia. Alan Johnston reports.
If having to do this community service order was a humiliation for Silvio Berlusconi, he never showed it. He was typically cheery as he arrived for his last day at the care home, and he said that working with the staff there had been a moving experience. The irrepressible Mr. Berlusconi is a born entertainer, and he reportedly used to sing for the home's elderly residents. But even if this sentence has ended, soon there'll be a review of his acquittal in a case in which he was accused of paying for sex with an underage prostitute.
Russia and Ukraine have agreed to more than double the number of OSCE observers monitoring the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The agreement came as EU foreign ministers were meeting in Latvia. Gavin Lee is there.
The intensifying crisis in Libya and the fragile ceasefire in Ukraine have dominated the first day of talks here. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federico Mogherini, said reports of violations of the Ukraine peace deal shows the ceasefire isn't perfect, and confirmed that the number of international monitors in the east of the country will be doubled to 1,000 to get better access on the ground. The Latvian and Lithuanian ministers say they are also using the opportunity of the talks to raise the issue of the perceived threats of Russia's information war. Anti-EU television and media propaganda they say is targeting the minority Russian speakers in the Baltic states.
Edward Snowden, the whistleblower who exposed mass surveillance by the US National Security Agency, has made a public appeal for Switzerland to grant him asylum. Mr. Snowden, who's in exile in Moscow, praised Switzerland for its history of neutrality. BBC World Service News.